Hello, this is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, to whom am I speaking, please?
Oh, I can get you, ma'am. This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
Hello, I just got a message saying that there was going to be money debited from my account.
Oh, yes, ma'am. This is a verification call for you that last night under your cell phone number, which is ending with 149, we have requested to charge $299 for purchasing JB Hi-Fi gift card from eBay. So, did you authorize the payment, ma'am?
No, I did not. No.
Alright. Is there anyone in your family member who can done this purchase on your behalf?
No.
No one, right?
No.
Alright. And could you please let me know one more thing, ma'am? Like, do you know any person from the America, from the California?
No.
Alright. So the reason I'm asking you that, because as we can see that the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America. So that's why we got a little bit suspicious here, because we can see that you are living in Australia and you are making an overseas transaction and sending this gift card to a different country, alright? So that's the reason we give this verification call, to know that if that's true, the person who are making this kind of online overseas transaction or not.
Right. So how do we, obviously I don't want that money to go out of my account.
No need to worry about that, ma'am. We are here to help you out. First of all, we're going to register you for the cancellation. With the help of that, we're going to simply block that eBay account so that those person can't get away with your information, and we're going to put a security into your online device, alright? With the help of that, no other person can get access to your personal information without your knowledge and without your authorization, alright?
That's great. I don't actually have any eBay accounts, so this is very worrying.
Yes, ma'am. Because as I told you earlier that there was a fraudulent charge that happened, there are some persons from overseas, they have used your cell phone number to charge you, alright?
Yeah.
Right now, could you please let me know, ma'am, that what are the online devices you use for going online? Like, do you go online with your computer, your laptop, or your cell phone, ma'am?
My laptop and my phone.
Your laptop and your phone, alright. And the cell phone which you're using right now, is that an Android one or it's an Apple iPhone?
It's an Apple iPhone.
It's an Apple iPhone, that's great. Alright, so we're going to put a firewall security first of all in your Apple iPhone, and then after that we're going to put a security onto your laptop, alright? So could you please let me know, ma'am, that with what network are you dealing with right now? Like, are you dealing with any Telstra, Optus, or like Vodafone, something like that?
Yeah, Optus.
Yeah, Optus, that's great. So now, ma'am, first of all, do a thing, put my call on speaker from your end.
That's fine.
Sorry, come again?
Yeah.
Alright. Now, simply come back to your normal home page from where you can see all your apps and regular icons. Have you done that?
My phone's just gone back off speakerphone, so I need to get it back on. The speakerphone will be 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm holding a line for you. Take your lovely time.
Okay, for some reason I can't get it back onto speakerphone.
Alright, like you can't get with your, like you can't come back to your normal homepage, ma'am?
Yeah, I've got it back to the homepage.
Alright, and am I on speaker right now so that you can do the
No, you're not. I still got to hear you, but I can do both.
Alright. Now, ma'am, on your Apple iPhone, you do have an application which is called Apple Store, the App Store. You need to open the App Store.
Yeah, new App Store, yeah.
All right. Now, do you think, ma'am, like, look at the right-hand side bottom corner, you will get to see a search option over there. Can you see that?
Sorry, at the right-hand bottom corner, what do you want me to do?
Like, there's a search option over there. Can you see that?
At the right-hand bottom corner, it's
yes,
search
to option. Yeah, there's a search option over there. Give a tap on that.
Yep.
Now, type there, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yeah.
Then leave a space and type letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
But should I go to eBay Australia?
No. I'll tell you the letters. Type the letter A, then after that, letter N. N as in Nancy.
So hold on. I typed in eBay. Should I press?
No. After typing eBay, leave a space and type letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Yeah.
The letter N. N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
The letter Y. Y as in yellow.
Yeah.
The letter D. D as in doctor.
Yeah.
The letter E. E as in echo.
Yeah.
The letter S. S as in sugar.
Yeah.
The letter K, K as in kingdom.
Yep.
Now search for it and just do let me know what comes up on your screen, alright?
Right. Okay, any desk, remote desktop?
Yes ma'am. This is the application which will help you to get the security, and with the help of the security, no other person can get access to your personal information without your knowledge and without your authorization, alright? Now give a tap on that application. And give a click on install so that we can put a security into your Apple iPhone, alright?
Okay, now, I feel a little bit conflicted about doing this because I don't know, I have no idea what I'm doing here.
Oh, ma'am, actually, let me explain you. Don't feel any comfortable, right? And don't feel any kind of suspicious because right now you are connected to eBay Secure Server, alright? So now let me confirm that what is this application? This application will help you to, first of all, get the cancellation ID, and after that, this application will put a firewall security, alright? The moment the other person will like to access into your profile, this application will show you that there are some person who are trying to access, alright? So you can deny
that
person from your device.
I can actually download this application at any point. I don't need to do it just now.
Sorry, come again?
I can download this application at any point, but I don't need to do it right now.
But ma'am, first of all, we have to register you for the cancellation. With the help of this application, we're going to register you.
Yes, but right? You should be able to cancel that without
Yes, ma'am, we're going to cancel that. But the thing is right now, we are not the moment we are not allowed to cancel your transaction, alright?
Why not? Hold on, why not?
Because ma'am, as far as your personal information is misused, there are some people who will charge you once again. So like, we are not here to sit every time we're going to cancel a transaction. That is the reason. First of all, we need to block your eBay account. So that is the reason we are calling you, ma'am.
Yeah, I totally understand that, but I'm not quite sure why I have to download an application for you to be able to do that. I don't understand the logic of that.
But madam, this application will provide you security. That is the reason we are telling you to install this application. If you are not comfortable to do that, that's completely your call, ma'am. If you do not want to do that, you can simply hang up the call. But every time, if those persons will charge you, we are not here sit down here to cancel the transaction, alright?
Right, so I understand that you will now cancel that immediate transaction that happens. But I'm in a vulnerable position because someone has actually used my telephone number. Set up an eBay account.
That is the reason we are helping you, ma'am. That is the reason.
Yes, so you're actually trying to block that for the future. I completely understand that. I'm just very, very skeptical because there's so much scamming going on just now. So I want to check with my husband that this is a sensible thing to do before I proceed. If I were to hang up the call now and install the app later, having spoken to my husband about it,
yes, ma'am, listen to me. If you hang up the call, then you can talk to your husband, but you don't know how to set up this application because we will give you the cancellation ID over there, right? after installing the application, you will not get the cancellation ID. The moment when you install this application, we will provide you a 9-digit cancellation ID. With the help of that, we are going to connect to that server to your cell phone.
Why would you not give me the cancellation ID now?
Ma'am, because you are not installing the application. We are not here to, like, we are not giving any other person this application. Like, this is a security application, right? So we are not allowed to do it, like, share this application to every other person. All
right? Right, I understand that completely. So could you phone me back in 10 minutes to continue this? Is that possible?
Yes, ma'am. Of course, that is possible.
That's brilliant. So the best thing for me to do is just to check with my husband that this is sensible,
yes,
and then you can phone me back in 10 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand that because you are getting a call from a very different number and you are talking to a stranger. That's completely, I can understand your point. Because you are feeling uncomfortable, you can talk to your husband. Then I will give you a call back after 10 minutes, all right?
Brilliant. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.